If you want to find a job that fits into your family's life, or maybe even your own business, listen to today's Preschool All-Stars story. Tatiana Green has tried everything from accounting to esthetician work. Nothing she tried allowed her to stay home with her kids, have a flexible schedule, and bring in enough money to support her family. She was looking for something that would fit into the life she already had, and not something she needed to work her life around. That's when she decided to start an online preschool. Listen in to discover how an online preschool can work for you too. As mothers who need to add money to the family budget, we thought we only had two options. Get a job and put our kids in daycare, or start a home daycare. But what if there was a third option, a better way that would allow you to create a consistent income and make a difference in children's lives while still staying home with your kids? I'm Joy Anderson, and this is the Preschool All-Stars podcast, where I'm going to share exactly how myself and thousands of other moms have created successful preschools so you can do the same. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Preschool All-Stars podcast. I am Bethany Johnson, and I am joined today by Tatiana Green. How are you today?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We can't wait to hear your story. I love your spooky background. A little bit. We want to get to hear about what's going on now, but I always got to ask, what was happening before you decided to start your preschool journey?
Oh man. So before I started my preschool journey, I had been on the way to a lot of other journeys.
Okay. Give us a lowdown.
I had gone to school for accounting and didn't finish. I had gone to school for being an esthetician and didn't finish, and things just didn't quite fall into place for those things. And soon after I had gotten out of school for being an esthetician, I decided, okay, I want to stay home with my kids. So I am going to go to college and, you know, gain a little knowledge about early childhood development and maybe start a daycare in my home. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to stay home with my kids and I'm going to go hard and I'm going to have all these kids in my daycare. Yeah. And then the business classes started rolling around and I was like, cause they're real. They tell you the truth that it'll be a lot of work and not a lot of pay and your family won't get a lot of you because a lot of you will be focused on these 12-hour days and all these other kids. And that just wasn't what I was going for when I thought about the idea of having a home daycare.
Right.
So I just kind of let that fall to the wayside, but I also still had this knowledge of early childhood development. I had focused on babies, toddlers, and preschoolers when I went to my my development classes. So I really didn't know what to do with this. So I kind of just, you know, focused on my kids and kept putting into them and into their homeschooling.
And how many kids had you have?
I have three with a bonus baby, my stepdaughter, who's actually right here. we have four kids all together and we homeschool the smallest three. And that started because my oldest son, we just noticed some things that were different for him. And so we decided to get a little help for it. And turns out that, now we know that he has autism, but then it was considered a developmental delay because of his age.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why preschool really stuck out to me because my son did go to developmental preschool and there were good teachers and there were not so good teachers. Right. And I can tell the difference as a parent. Because I'm super involved. So I would be at the school in the classroom checking things out. And his first school was amazing, and it gave me such a like a breath of fresh air. Hi, baby. And when he had to move schools, it just, I didn't get that feeling anymore. I didn't feel like it was helping him anymore. I just felt like people were putting in the hours at the school.
Yeah.
So I brought him on home and decided to just go full force with homeschooling from his preschool age, which was 3, and his younger brother was 2. So I was kind of schooling them like they were twins, because of course he had a developmental delay. So he was right around the same, level as his younger brother.
Okay.
So I got a taste of teaching preschool, and I was just like, this is so fun. Like, it's so lighthearted. And then these kids just soak up all the knowledge, because that's the age that they're in. Their brains just want it all.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, yes, please. How can I do this? I started looking into outside preschool programs that I can bring my kids to with me. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work out that way. I ended up getting pregnant with my youngest daughter. And soon after that, I was like, I need some money. I started doing, MLMs, and I did like, not flea markets, but the little farmers markets and stuff like that. And I was getting a little money, but not enough for me to feel like, yes, this is it. It's growing. No, it wasn't growing. Yeah. I didn't have a lot of parties to throw. I wasn't really like a party throwing type of person.
Yeah.
So it just, that again, just fell to the wayside. And then, but I had kept seeing, because I have early childhood development on my social media, I talk about homeschooling, the preschool age, the kindergarten age. And so my ads were starting to show me things that were on those lines. And I kept seeing, okay, there's this free book, Become a Preschool or Start a Preschool. And I'm like, what is this about?
Can't be true.
What is this about? So I got a free book. And I read it in one day, and I was just like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. This is something that I can do. Not a lot of time I have to put into it. And I have the energy, I have the motivation, and I was just looking for something to fit us.
Yeah.
And I found it. I found it, and I was juiced after that. I was excited. I was like, okay, I'm gung-ho. I'm ready to go. Because I've built a blog before. So I know kind of the business aspect of trying to do marketing and building a website and, attracting an audience. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, this is great. I love this. And it just went on from there. I think it was February of this year is when I got my book.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. So where are you now?
So my preschool started with summer camp in June of this year. And now we are in our first official semester. I have 5 students.
Nice.
Not my original 5. I did start off with 5, but I have a few OGs in there mixed with some new kiddos who when you get on the camera with your students, because I teach online, when you get on the camera with your students, it's like, you could be having a bad day before you get on there. But when you see those little faces, you're like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is where I'm at, and this is where I'm supposed to be at, and we're good.
Yeah, totally.
I'm good. Yeah. This is my business, and it's now my passion.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. It's true. No matter what your day was, I mean, last year when I was teaching online and in person, I would be so like, after I taught 2 classes of in person and I was like pregnant the whole time, I was so exhausted. And I had like half an hour in between the end of my local class to the start of my online class. And I was so exhausted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't feel like doing this. And then as soon as the camera turned on, I'm like, oh, and it would go like that. And I had so much fun. And I'm like, oh gosh, I love this.
Yep. And sometimes like, oh, I go over my time because I'm like,
yeah, it goes by so fast.
And I want to teach them that. And I just want to teach them so much and try to crowd so much into my schedule.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, you guys can leave, but I got this little extra thing.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So, yeah.
Okay. So how are your classes structured? How many days do you meet and what times?
Okay, so I have two options for parents. They can come 3 days a week or 5 days a week.
Okay.
So of course I'm teaching 5 days a week, and that is all live for an hour.
Okay.
And so Mondays we'll dive in with our letter of the week. Tuesdays we'll talk about our theme of the week. Wednesdays, it used to be a number of the week, but now because of all the added bonuses to the hub, it's going to be Spanish. And Thursdays is again the theme, so we're going to learn a little bit more about the theme and go on a virtual field trip. And then Fridays is our virtue of the week.
Ooh, virtue of the week. I haven't heard that yet. Yes. What virtues have you done so far?
So far we've done, I am obedient. I am honest. I am kind. I am forgiving. I am helpful. And I think I'm missing one. I am diligent. I am diligent.
Nice. That's fun.
Yes.
Cool. So how do you market your preschool? Is there, do you give it like a niche, or do you market it as all around preschool program?
Just an all around full curriculum preschool program. I like to focus on the letters and the sounds that they make, but I really like to focus on the students. Like my students are my top priority. So wherever they're at, I meet them there and we go from there.
Nice. And are all of them 3 to 5?
No, I actually have an advanced 2-year-old.
Nice.
He's like star player.
Yeah. Awesome. And how did you find your students? Was it the founding
all
family?
Facebook. Mom groups from my area. So I have a few students who are in my actual area and some who aren't.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm in Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, cool. Yeah. Did you get them from the founding family script? Did you use that?
Not any of these kids. I'm trying to think. No, not any of these kids. My previous kids, I got 5 students from that founding family script. And from then it's just, you know, been rotation of different kids and people who couldn't commit the next month. But, you know, I got someone, you know, to replace or things like that. Right now, I'm mostly focused on attracting more students because I want to be able to provide hefty value and more like a large scale, but with small classrooms.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
What are you capping your class size to?
7.
7. Okay.
7 kiddos.
So once you get 7, you'll just add another class?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully higher teachers.
Yeah. So do you do like a teaching time session and then like a preschool pals where they talk? Are they muted at all while you teach, or are they talking the whole time with you?
Most of the time they are unmuted unless we are listening to a story. But other than that, they're interrupting and standing up. And they're being preschoolers, and that's what I love about it, because it's really low pressure. I'm not drilling your kids with this information because they want to learn it already, and I want to make it fun, and I don't want to make it restrictive because, I mean, public school for me was extremely restrictive. Yeah. It was not creative, and it didn't inspire anything inside of me.
Right,
yeah. So I'm like, I want to begin their educational career with something that can be memorable to them, something that they say, okay, I remember Miss Tati, and she planted a seed in my learning, you know. I don't want it to be like you know, like I said, restricted.
Yes, baby. No.
Mom in 24/7.
Of course. So how has your experience doing all those other things that you tried before this carried over and helped you in this journey?
Wow. Okay. completely different. Yeah. But I've learned that when you are not just looking for something to pay the bills and you're looking for something that can fulfill you as well as a need of someone else, then that's the journey that everyone should be looking for. That's the path that everyone should be following. Something that you can be passionate about that can also serve others, because it's something about, you can be passionate about something, but if it's not serving, it's like, okay, I'm passionate about this, but service, I mean, especially for women, service is just part of who we are. And of course we have our families that we serve and our spouses that we serve, but when you can serve, excuse me, when you can serve and, do something for another mother and her children.
Yeah.
It gives and keeps on giving, whether it's monetary or you just, your heart is just full.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like this is the most like fulfilled I've been just like in a career, just because I can give them what they really need. You know, when I was a teacher in the district, I loved those kids so much, but I felt every day I left and I felt like I wasn't able to give them what they needed. And so I felt like defeated all the time. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I'm able to give these kids like such an awesome experience, especially in the pandemic when most kids didn't get to have an awesome experience. Yeah. And it's so cool to know that like 24 kids a year, you know, 24 kids right now, I'm getting to give them, like, they're excited to come here and they're learning so much. And this will set the foundation for like the rest of their lives. You know, this early childhood experience, it's teaching them what, you know, they'll go on to do. And it's such a cool feeling.
It really is. It really is.
It's and giving the moms, you're right. The moms too. I mean, the moms are so grateful and then they're meeting each other. It's really cool to see them meet each other and then start to, you know, that they'll set play dates up and it's like, cool, we're giving, you know, we're giving these families more community.
It's creating the community that they didn't even realize they needed.
Exactly. Yeah. Creating community was like a big goal when I started this. And it was kind of hard with COVID because they can't come in and volunteer and they can't do all this stuff. But now they're, you know, they're just because their kids are such good friends. Now they're starting to be good friends. And it's just really awesome to be the facilitator of people's friendships, I
guess. Absolutely.
It's cool. Absolutely. So how has Preschool All-Stars helped you along this journey?
Oh man, I mean, the process has been sped up maybe 100 times than what it would have been if I had done it on my own. And I definitely wouldn't have thought of all these this added value that is provided by all the things that can come with Preschool All-Stars. Mm-hmm. One of the best things that I think has come with Preschool All-Stars is the community, the sisterhood. I've created the phrase sisters because every time I went into the group and I asked the question, I mean, within seconds, people are there to support. Mm-hmm. People are there to give answers, to give constructive criticism, or to just give a congratulations, or you got this, or anything. It's just right on time. Mm. Always.
Yes, definitely. Agreed. How much do you charge for your online class?
The 3-day class is $87 per month, and the 5-day class is $107 per month. And I charge a $50 registration fee once a year.
Mm, okay. And tell us a little more about because the hub is just coming out with all sorts of new stuff, and I'm not even up to date with it. Tell us a little bit about the Spanish class, the Spanish that you're offering. Okay, how are you implementing that?
Yeah, Miss Anna, I have been looking at her previously. I was trying to work it out in my head how I can get that to be a part of my preschool. And I have been going back and forth with her company for a few months now, trying to just figure it out. Like, okay, this is, you know, set up on this platform, but I have this platform. How can I get it to where, you know, my kids, my preschool kids will be able to, you know, benefit from this, because Spanish is such a huge language in the United States. So I feel like this is something that our kiddos need to learn, something that they need to be, that needs to be soaked up in their little right. sponge, because
this is the time to learn it when they're young.
This is the time to learn a new language, if not prior to. So I was going back and forth with her trying to figure it out. And I was like, okay, I'm stressing myself out. Let me just take a pause really quick. And then a month later, Joy makes this announcement that Spanish is going to be an added bonus. And I was just like, this is what I've been waiting for. This is perfect. I've been waiting for this, because I've been trying to figure out ways to, you know, kind of diversify my curriculum, kind of to where it's not just me teaching the whole time, to give myself a break from that hour, and to also, you know, bring in more knowledge, because kids just love learning at this age.
Awesome. So do you just switch to, like, turn on her videos and switch to that on your screen?
So how I would do it would be, I come in and do my usual dance party, circle time, exercise, and introduction to what the lesson would be. And then I would go ahead and share my screen for the video, and we'll go through the lesson in between, practice it together a little bit. And then, of course, she also has the activities, the crafts, and all of that stuff. So that's even more bonus. I will probably do this one day out of the week, just 30 minutes out of my class, focus on Spanish once a week. I know that some people might want to, you know, divide it amongst the week, but I just want to, you know, one day of the week, focus on Spanish. And I can't wait, because I haven't started showing it yet. So I'm excited. I think I'm going to start next week.
Nice. So, awesome. Yeah, I got to look into that. That would be fun to offer.
Yeah.
Just get that in there. Sweet. Okay. So where do you see this going in the next few years? Where would you like it to go?
Can you see past the stars? Because I can see it going real far.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I can see this business growing, because there's so much scalability with the online preschool. Like I said, I can hire teachers. I can grow it to where somebody's teaching at every hour of the day if I really wanted to. And we're just, you know, creating value and just delivering to these families, and it just growing exponentially. I can see that.
Awesome. What change in you and your family do you see from a year ago to now?
Well, changing me for sure is my confidence in my business, in my business mindset.
Yeah.
Because before I was like, okay, let me just make a little money. But now it's like, I have a business. I'm a CEO.
Yeah, you are, girl. Yeah, you are.
So it comes with a different territory. You have to have a different mindset. And Joy really helped us put in the work, the effort. And then she laid out all the steps to where there's no confusion. You don't have to guess what's going to come next. Before, when I had a business, I had a blog, and I was looking on other blogs trying to figure out how to run my blog. And it was just slow moving. It wasn't working. And with Joy, she gives you everything you need. And that helps build your confidence, because it's like, when you see the name of the step, oh, build the website. Ooh, okay. And then you see that the steps are all lined up for you, and you're like, okay, I could do this. Like, this is actually not that hard.
Yeah.
But it would have been. could have been.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
So, yes, my confidence is actually to the roof because of this program.
Yes, I love that. I love building confidence. We love that's I feel like that's a huge part of it.
Absolutely.
Love to build up women. That's what we do. Building up them women. Cause run the world, girls. Yes. Awesome. Okay. And let's see, what advice would you give to other ladies who are where you were a year ago, who don't have that confidence, who don't know if they can do this? What would you say to them to build them up?
I would say that this is the right step. This is the right way to go. You see a fork in the road and you choose joy. And that's a hashtag, choose joy.
It is a hashtag.
Choose joy. So yes, I would say that if you watch these interviews with these preschool all-stars and you feel anything, you feel a pull, follow your instinct. Because all of us have felt that same pull before we started. Yeah. And now look at us.
Yeah, totally.
So follow your instincts. You know what to do.
Yeah, follow your instincts. Choose joy. Yes, awesome. Well, I wish you so much luck in your journey. I can't wait for you to shoot past those stars.
Yes, and you as well.
Thank you. Yeah. I look forward to hopefully catching up next time and seeing where you're at.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to us. I had a great time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to have a success story just like that one, I invite you to join our Preschool All-Stars. It's my exclusive membership community where you'll get mentorship from me with weekly Q&A lives, support and guidance and friendship from hundreds of women on the exact same journey as you, starting, running, and growing their preschools, and my exclusive access to Preschool University, every training and done-for-you file that you'll need for every milestone on your journey to help you start, run, and grow your preschool. We've all been there, and we've got the exact same steps that you need to go through, but we do it all very quickly so that you don't have to waste time or money doing the wrong things at the wrong time. We'd love for you to join our Preschool All-Stars membership. Just go to preschoolallstars.com or click the link in the description to immediately jump into Preschool All-Stars. Again, go to preschoolallstars.com and we'll see you there.